and unprecedented. How to build momentum and unprecedented growth. And first of all, you've got to say to yourself, do I want to build momentum in my business? And why is it that we want to build momentum in our business? Well, we want to build momentum because of what momentum is. And momentum is, it can carry your business to the next level. For us, it's a set of feelings. It's fearless, confident, unstoppable, no comfort zone, no comfort zone constraints. In other words, we get outside the box. We don't limit ourselves. And we just drive it with lots of action. And the momentum starts picking up where it's just the pure energy force starts carrying your business. And you get to ride that momentum. So all of a sudden, all that massive action that you might have started with, it's just like now you're managing momentum. And you start seeing your business. I mean, I saw this a couple times in my business. I saw it when I went from, national director to presidential in about 6 months. That was pretty wild, right? I mean, it just went boom. And then about a year later, I saw the business go from presidential to silver presidential in about 12 to 18 months. And I was, that's why I ended up on stage for, largest income growth or all those kind of things that were happening to me, because my business was growing like huge. And that volume, when it starts increasing every month by 20,000 or 30,000, you start going, this is okay. This is nice, right? Right? Doesn't take a lot of months to grow your business at 20,000 a month before you're making, $150,000, $200,000 a year. But you don't create that. It doesn't just drop in on you. It's not going to just fall out of the sky. Momentum starts with you. And it can carry your business to the next level, then the next level, then the next level. But you've got to be able to step into that as an energy force that creates a greatness in your business. So for us, it's, again, you yourself have to start being fearless and confident and feeling that unstoppable nature. And that's a hard thing sometimes for you to do. It's a hard thing for you to block out the past or block out some things that have happened to you in the immediate. It's definitely not buying into the last guy who said, oh, network marketing doesn't work, or gives you some kind of negative feedback. Because there's plenty. Would we all agree there's plenty of negative feedback out there in this and any industry? Some of us think, oh, well, I don't want to do network marketing because of this, this, and this, or something like that. And I go, what? Okay, go try insurance sales. And then they go into the insurance sales market, and all they hear is all the negativity about ex-insurance salesmen. Then they go into doing real estate, selling real estate. And you know how many ex-real estate agents there are out there? Or real estate agents current that are dying on the vine because they're making about $1,000 every 4 months or 6 months? I mean, it's ludicrous. You can go into any career path you want, and you're going to see tremendous fallout. In fact, you can look at let me talk about my career path. A lot of you know my background. What did I do? I went to undergrad and law school at the University of Wisconsin, got my master's in tax at NYU. I mean, I graduated with all the Order of the Koi, Phi Beta Kappa, all the honors in the world. And I went out there and I started making more money. My first year out of law school, I made more money than my parents ever made in any year of their life in my first year of business. So, anyway, today, what was on the front page of the paper last week? The fact that law school applications are down 30 to 40%, that lawyering jobs are shrinking, not growing. I mean, it was like, whoa, here we go. Here's now it's happening to even some people that say the cushiest jobs around, the ones that make the most money. I wouldn't call lawyering cushy by any means. It was quite painful in the first few years because you didn't have a life. You had to give up your entire life to be a lawyer. But anyway, it's amazing. It happens everywhere. So you can look at network marketing and you're going to go, oh, well, wham, 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 wham. You go, okay, go out. Find the perfect job. I find that network marketing is about as perfect as it gets because it allows you to be the best you can be and all the self-development that goes on and all the growth you go through to be a better person, to be a better communicator, better listener, better spouse, better mom, better aunt, better whatever it is, better Christian walk, better whatever that is to you. And there's tremendous amount of freedom in that as well. But it's about you being the best you can be instead of somebody else telling you how to be. So anyway, so you got to be excited. You got to be excited. You got to get rid of the negative. You got to phase out all the negative things. And you can say, well, Mary Jo, you have it easy because you got all this positive. You know, no one has a market on positive information, and no one is numb to the negative information. No one is ever protected from negative. We have it all over the place. I get it every day. In fact, the more associates you have in your downline, you're going to have some more negative that comes at you because they feed back. I mean, every day I get calls from my new associates or my new people or even my people that have been around for a long time. Oh, Mary Jo, this is what so-and-so said or did or what. And, you know, we have to stop and go, wow. You know, we got to be able to, we have got to be the strong, the strength and the stake in the ground that helps to protect our new associates and our younglings out there that need to see that we have the power and the strength, that we can't allow these forces out there to overtake our joy and overtake our minds and rob us of our intentionality and rob us of our commitments. So momentum starts, it's about jumping into that excited zone, stepping way outside our comfort zones, doing things we wouldn't otherwise do, you know, getting caught up in excitement and supporting the excitement of our people. And it gets to the point where you start talking to people because, you know, excitement and enthusiasm is contagious, and you're going to start attracting. There's this huge law of attraction. Those are the kind of people you're going to start attracting. Isaac Newton's second law of motion states that the time rate of change of momentum is proportional to the force acting on the particle. What do you like about that? What does that mean for you? The time rate of change of momentum is proportional to the force acting on the particle. The force that's acting on the particle is none other than you, right? You. It's your action. It's your action in your business. The particle you're working on is your business, right? So what is the force? What is the force acting on my business? How much energy am I putting into it? Enthusiasm, spirit, drive, all of that. And that's about my action. So what does it boil down to? What's the bottom line in momentum? The bottom line is a choice to step into it and live it. And that's just a choice it's easy as like choosing to step outside today or stay inside. It's as easy as choosing to go out to the mailbox and get the mail now or wait until 1 o'clock this afternoon. It's like choosing to go grocery shopping today or not. It's a choice. We just make choices in our life. But this is different than a choice of going and buying groceries today because it's not just a choice on timing. It's a choice about beingness. It's a choice about what am I convicted and committed to doing. And I find today, rather than way back when all my momentum took place, and of course we're going to talk about my current momentum as well, when all my huge momentum took place during those years where I was growing so fast, adding 10, 20, 30,000 a month in my organization, I mean, that was, you know, we didn't have the Give for Real program. We didn't have the incredible passion around mission. We didn't have the idea that people could participate in changing this gigantic cause, this incredible commonality we have as human beings to love one another and help better other people's lives who are less fortunate and incapable of bettering their own. We didn't have that years ago. So today we have something even better to help drive passion and emotion to get our business on a momentum path. I'll just share with you briefly, this is on last Thursday's call too, because Simon was asking me questions about how did I grow so much, and if you, the statistics were, my business grew more in the first business period this year than it did all of last year, and I was one of the top 10 business growers last year in recognized at ManaQuest. So what is that all about? And I want to go back and trace the beginnings of it just to kind of establish for you how momentum can start or definitely needs to start. And it starts with what happened to me a year ago in November. Not last November, but the November before. Navigate came out and Rodney was here and he got me very excited. I loved what I saw in Navigate. I could see the application immediately. And Lydia got kind of turned on to it and she wanted to do the business. So I thought, wow, that's the first time I've seen her want to do the business. I mean, she shares once in a while, but very rarely. So anyway, so all of a sudden Lydia's on fire from Rodney as well for this Navigate. So I really got caught up in Navigate, but I found myself like, what is Navigate going to do for me if I stay where I am? So the first 2 weeks of December, 2 years ago, I started looking at me and doing some introspection saying, okay, what's stopping me from moving forward? My business hasn't grown in any way, shape, really. I mean, it might have been trickling a little bit over the last 3-4 years. And I said, so what do I need to be doing? I need to be doing something different. And in just doing some introspection, it came to the one point of belief. It came to the point of belief. Where's my belief? Where's my belief? Do I believe I can take this and, you know, get back up to and beyond and get the Platinum Presidential? Do I believe that? And I needed to rebuild my belief system. Now, some of you talk, and I know our talk today isn't about belief, but you can't build momentum on a false base. You can't build a house on sinking sand, right? You can't build momentum without belief. So you got to start with that core principle. Where's your belief system? And if you need to work on that, I'm going to suggest start there. Because that's what I had to do a year ago last December, is sit down and say, okay, Mary Jo, you've got to step into belief. And belief is just this whole concept of applying force. It's just a choice. Belief is a choice as well. Because sometimes we have to sit back and believe, notwithstanding everything around us. Have you guys ever read that book by Frankl, who is the Jew that was in the concentration camp, and he wrote about how they could break his bones, his body, and tear him down physically. But the one thing he, because of his belief was so strong, they could never take his soul. They could not take his joy out of his body, because that's something that he only captured. It's an incredible book. If you haven't read it, I suggest you read it, because it was so awesome. But the important part of it was that we just make a choice around that. He could have chose to allow the circumstances around his life to control his inner beingness if he wanted to give into it, but he wasn't going to do that. It's about stepping up and being better than that. Do not allow circumstances to control who you are and what you create in your life, because you're far above. Lift yourself above those circumstances to create whatever you choose to create. And that's what I did. I decided, because I could come up with 101 excuses why maybe my business wasn't going to grow. I hadn't experienced growth. I tried a lot of different things. I grew here, and then I shrink back. And finally I said, you know what, Mary Jo, this is all about getting caught up in circumstances instead of what you know is true. And what I knew was true is that I can grow this business. So I said, I'm all in. And a year ago last December, I said, I'm all in. So I made a plan. And one of my plans was that my entire year of 2012, I would grow my business every month. My GPV would go up every single business period. So I had to sometimes fight, scratching, scraping, because, you know, you can even get in when you get to be presidential, you can start saying, well, it's not up to me because, you know, if my business builders don't do anything, how am I supposed to create it? Well, that's a cop-out. That's a major cop-out. You are the leader. And it doesn't matter if you're presidential, or executive, national, regional, or brand new associate. You've got to recognize in yourself that you are leading. You have one person underneath you in your downline. You are a leader, right? You're a leader in Manatech because you're leading that one person. And the importance there is you have an impact in every person's life that you choose to impact. So it's just about making a choice to impact more lives. So that's what we started doing, making a choice to impact more lives, plus leading by example. I started doing, you know, 5 times as much prospecting as I'd been doing prior to that. Because if I don't get into it, how can I expect other people to do it? And that's a major concept everybody needs to step into, is leading by example. And so that's what I did. Last year we only had one or two, I know of one, maybe there was a second business period where we didn't have growth. So that was awesome. But what it did for us is it created momentum because we started fighting. Every single month we were fighting. And it built the momentum. And then all of a sudden in the first business period, we grew by almost 10% just in the month of January, that first BP. That's pretty awesome. But that's what we all are capable of doing. I'm excited about business period two. You know, it's just, what are we going to do this business period if we had that in business period one? So let's trade business period two. But it's, again, step into leadership. Believe in it, but the belief is the bottom line core. You got to step into belief, fight all the stuff that's collecting for you, overcome that, and move forward. And for some of you who are brand new in Manitech, as there are a lot of new people on this call today, it's about, okay, what am I going to do? My belief system 100%, I'm all in. I just heard the story. I believe in all this. You're great. So how do I create momentum? Okay, so let's look at that. It's a choice. So how do we step into it? Number two, how to create momentum? Take action. And massive action is what creates momentum. You've got to start planning. What actions are you going to be taking? We as leaders, again, back to I need to be in massive action if I want to create momentum, and I want my people underneath me to create momentum in their respective organizations. So we lead by example. Always highlight that. That's your most important thing. Lead by example. Number one way we lead is by example, because your example can detract from anything else you send out, read, you know, talk about, give lectures on, do trainings on. If you're not doing it, forget it. Because now you're stepping out of integrity, and people will see that so fast, and that everything else will go by the wayside. You take this momentum concept. How do I apply it to my downline? How do I get it? I can do it, but how do I get it to my organization? Well, I have to build a plan. You know, we want to make sure that we have a plan. We commit to it and build a plan. Just like last year, your plan could be as simple as, I want to grow my GPV. That's my overall statement last year. And the statement is, again, this year, same thing. This year I kicked off the year saying, I'm going to grow my GPV every single business period this year, and I'm going to win the trip to Cabo, and I'm going to have 150 of my downline at Manifest. So you can see some of the goals I set, right? I set those goals. Now I put in place a plan. What's my plan to achieve them? Well, my plan starts with me. What action am I going to do? And I build my action. Then I look at my organization, and I start, okay, how do I get my organization to absorb this? Well, that's the next step. I have a plan, and now I have to build a plan, and I need to help other people and get enrolled in the plan. And the basis of any plan you put in place, for all of you on this call, my number one suggestion is what? That we fill our plans full of what we call high leverage activities. These are activities that are known to create results in our business. They're known activities. Is watching Success Tracker a known activity to increase your business? No. In fact, people laugh at me when I talk to other presidentials, and I have a new mastermind group we're starting. When I talk to them, and they say, well, Mary Jo, how many times? And I said, I look at Success Tracker maybe once or twice a month. Maybe. Maybe. I don't have time to look at Success Tracker. Of course, I have Lydia, so I can add, if I have a question about it, I can ask her to go there and find something out for me. But that's, you know, I'm in with people. I'm helping with building plans. I'm helping them meet with people, three-way calls, prospecting, XFMs, you name it. I'm all in to keeping my action going. And Success Tracker isn't the thing that's building my business. Success Tracker is the result of my business. Now, at the end of the business period, Success Tracker is critically important because that's when you want to make sure that everybody hits their leadership level. So we have a whole game plan. But for me, Lydia does that, so that's it. But the idea is, yeah, you're going to want to spend a lot of time your last 3-4 days of every business period in Success Tracker to make sure you help people get to their leadership levels, right? So, but you know, I got to do activities that make a difference. Now, how do you know what high leverage activities are? I'm going to suggest that you go into the Manitech library and print off the tracker sheet, the flight team tracker sheet. I helped build that sheet, and it's filled with the high leverage activities. It's filled with high leverage activities. You make sure you abide by that tracker sheet, and you fill all your life with all those activities every day. And it's a great place to build a plan. The tracker sheet isn't just, what is a tracker sheet? The tracker sheet is a tracker, accountability records. But it's also a plan because it says, what are your goals? That you set goals on how many people are you going to contact every day? So you're putting down numbers that you're committed to creating in a given business period. So it's not only is it the tracker sheet, but it's also the specific action sheet for you in terms of building a plan. So you want to do that. The only things that aren't on that plan that I suggest you do is your self-development work, your commitment to grow yourself, what books are you reading, what seminars are you going to, how are you investing in yourself, and then also investing in your downline. What are you doing to support your downline? You know, how many three-way calls are you doing, all this, and I think they even have some of those on the tracker sheet as well. But you want to, there's three categories I always tell people involved in network marketing. Number one is your prospecting work, and that involves 6-7 different items alone. Just what am I doing in terms of increasing my contact list? Who am I doing meetings with? 3-way calls I'm doing. All these things are they're all related to prospecting. And the majority of your time should be spent in the prospecting realm. And I'm not talking about 51%. I'm talking like 70, 80%. Then you have support of your downline. And then the third major category is support of yourself. How are you investing in self? Because if you're not green and growing, you're going to be ripe and rotting. So make sure that you consistently are growing on who you are and being a better you. Okay, so you develop a plan. You use the tracker sheet as the basis of the plan. You make sure you have a lot of self-development stuff going on too. What am I reading? How am I growing? What am I participating in to be a better me? And then you want to get your team members to feel it's their plan. Well, they can either absorb. You could put a plan together and you could get people to buy into it. Now, the important thing is you can't just force a plan down somebody's throat. Otherwise, they're not going to do it because they're going to be doing it out of compliance. They're in compliance instead of being committed. And there's a gigantic difference between those two words. Compliance runs a ton of people's lives. In fact, the majority of employees in our country do their job out of compliance. Not necessarily because they're really totally 100% committed. If they were 100% committed, they'd be dropping things in the suggestion box every day. See the difference of committed and compliant? They go in, punch in the clock, they work their job, they punch out, and they go home. They created what they created. Committed means I am all in. I'm all in. I'm going to give it my best I can every single day of my life, and I'm going to try to make it better. I'm going to do things to create a better environment for everybody in everything that I do. So it's a whole different arena. It's the mind, body, soul all saying, this is it. And that's what you're looking for with people. And they all do get to commitment levels when they help build it, when they buy into their own plan. And so they can develop their own personal plan. You just need to make sure you review it and provide them examples of what that plan needs to contain. So, because you're the leader. You're the guide. Okay, so that's important. So you create massive action. Massive action creates momentum. You build a business plan. You create numbers that you're going to create. What am I going to do every day? How am I going to keep that massive action going? So let's talk about this. Everybody get that clear? The more you put into it, like if somebody says, well, I think I'll contact one person a week, is that going to build momentum in their business? No. What if you said today, okay, Mary Jo, I'm committed starting today. I just downloaded and printed that off. I'm going to start today. I'm going to contact 5 new people a day. Is that going to help create momentum? Yes. What about 10 new people a day? Even more momentum. But don't do something that's so unmanageable that it drives you crazy in the process. You've got to be something that you can do, that's doable. But again, massive action creates momentum. And one of the things, we'll talk about accountability in a minute, but you need that as well. Why is now a great time to build momentum? Why is right now a great time to build momentum? One of the most important reasons to build momentum now is that you have an outside force that's putting pressure on the system. It's called the incentive. You have a Cabo trip, and I don't know, when I ask people if they want to go to Cabo, when they start hemming and hawing, I go, you got to be kidding me. What do you have against free trip? It's not that they don't want to win the free trip. What's happening when people hesitate about wanting to be in Cabo? What's hesitation about it is their belief whether they can do it or not. And if you're a leader, you are all about digging into that belief and shifting it, helping them to shift their belief, because anyone can win the incentive. I took a brand new person. She just started, Carrie Shepherd, her name was. She just started 1 year she signed up at December. In fact, I bought her a pack because she was going to go pray with it with her family, and I knew that they were going to endorse it. So I went out and bought her pack for her, and I came over, and she said, Mary Jo, my family decided to do it. And I said, okay, Carrie, the pack's in my car. And she goes, how did you? And I said, because I knew that they were going to say yes. I mean, God just was all over this for you. And so she signed up, and she got her pack. And she said, they announced an Alaska cruise. You know, they announced right at the first of the year, usually they announced. And I looked at her, and she goes, I can't win this. And I go, what? I looked at her and she goes, well, I'm just new. I'm just starting. I don't even know how to do this. And I go, what do you mean you can't do it? You know, Carrie Shepherd won the Alaska cruise in less than 2 months. All I did was draw her a diagram. And I said, Carrie, all you need to do is fill in these dots. And she goes, that's all? Just fill in the dots? I'm like, that's all you need to do. Fill in the chart. Let's get the chart filled in, and you're on an Alaska cruise with your husband. Well, are you kidding me? Anyone could fill in a chart, right? So, I mean, it's fun. So what I did is I built a chart, and it's kind of like one of those fill-ins. It's a little more sophisticated, trust me, than one I did for Carrie Shepherd over 10 years ago. It didn't look anything like this. It was hand-drawn with circles, right? It was all hand-drawn. But on the third page of your outline today is my Manitech 3 to 4 month business plan. And it's really what it's about. It's about February, March, April, May, because June 7th is over, so it's like a, you know, and you can use this month, next month, any of the next months, to get people on the right track of how to build their business, because you never want to let an incentive destroy your business. You want your business to grow naturally. The incentive is just something that motivates you and builds a little momentum, but you still want to grow your business in a logical way. So those of you who are manipulating the incentive results, that's not going to help you grow your business, and you're going to be stuck, and you're not going to be happy. You're going to win the trip. You can go on a fun trip. But at the end of it all, you're going to be still at the same GPV because you manipulated it. And are there ways to manipulate any of these trips? Absolutely. But I'm just suggesting don't do that. Build your business. Go out there. This is a perfect time for you to build momentum to win this trip. Trips are awesome that way. But the sheet that you see on the back side, you can read through it, but it just kind of tells you exactly how to win. First of all, how to grow your business. I tell people build a business unit, find 20 customers, and build 4 all-stars or associates. I mean, some people aren't going to necessarily find all-stars, but we're going to help them, support them to do that to win Cabo. So they start 4 legs, and then they have a member account leg. Got it? That's my business unit. I've been using this for, you know, since Manitech came out with a member program, this is kind of what I structured. But my regular sheet, some of you have seen it, is really shows you how to get the presidential. But that's way too complicated for a brand new person. So I decided to redraft this. It came from Ann Sween, a member of my downline, who gave me some suggestions. I said, I think I can just revamp my other program and to do it for my first 3 months. So this is for somebody who's brand new. And the reason this fits for somebody brand new, more so, or somebody that's come on board in the last few months, is because there's no, you can see at the bottom where it says Win Cabo in the bottom left-hand corner, it says nothing about reactivation points, because people are new aren't reactivating somebody that may have quit in their downline over the last few years. And for all of us who've been in Manitech long enough, we know we have people like that we're going after to get reactivated. And I did that in business period one because I thought, well, if I get them reactivated in business period one, I'll win all the reactivation points I possibly can. So that's not included in this chart. This chart only deals with new associates and new orders of members. So you can see that it gives you a track to run on. It gives you a perfect plan on how somebody can win the Cabo trip. And this will build momentum for people because it requires massive action. Let's get this done. There's little lines under each one of the boxes and the circles so you can fill in the names of the people that you have in there. And, of course, you don't have to put a preferred associate under each all-star. You just need it, but you need to be the enroller of them, right? And it tells you exactly how to win and how the points are accumulated for that. Everybody get that? So it's a fun little chart. You can use it. Print it off. I suggest you use it. You can print it in color. It comes in color, so it's kind of fun that way as well. But it's something that you can use with your new associates in your organization who want to grow their business like they're supposed to, like we suggest, to build the best possible business results, but at the same time win Cabo. So there you go for your plan. That's a neat little plan too, right? So you can use that as kind of a business plan. But it's absolutely fun to have something to work off of that you can give a new associate to get them started. So. And tools available, so you have the tracker. I gave you the tracker sheet for pre-existing associates. That tracker sheet I sent out to all of you about 2 weeks ago, so you have that one, and you can use that for pre-existing. But the 3 to 4 month business plan is more for new associates. And Lydia, I actually gave you a place where they can download it as well? Yeah. So even not only did you get it on the Monday call, but you can download it directly off of that site that she gave you in the outline. So just use that link to get that that business plan sheet. Okay? All right, great. Anyone looking at it? Do I get any feedback from the audience? Anyone liking what they saw?
Mary Jo?
Mm-hmm.
I don't seem to have that. Did she send it along? I have the main outline, but I don't have any extra.
All right, let me ask her. Did you attach it, Lydia? Or... Okay, so she didn't attach it to any of the emails I thought she had. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so you'll need to go to that link to print it off. Sorry, everybody, here I'm describing it and talking to you because I'm assuming that it's there. Okay, so you'll have to go to that address, and print it. Because if she put it, I wanted it on the outline because I'm talking about it, and it's part of my outline. But she chose to do it this way because she wanted to make sure you had access to be able to print it off yourself. When she put it on the outline, why can't they just print the whole outline off?
They can, but they want to send it out to somebody.
Oh, so if you wanted to send it to people, then you would have had to send the whole outline of our call as well every time you sent it to somebody. This one gives you the ability to send it to people and print it off individually without being attached to the outline. Okay? Sorry, everybody. So here I was talking about something and none of you had it in front of you. I apologize profusely for that. Confusion exists internally here. So, okay. So everybody got it now? Did you get a chance to go to it? http://. And you can actually click on the link right on your outline that's in your email bank, and that'll take you right to it. Okay, great. Again, I apologize for reviewing something that you had no idea where it was. All right, next. So after you get the business plan set up and you give people documents and get them to start working on something so they can move forward, what else can you do to build that momentum? You want to schedule weekly team calls for support. You know, in some of these team calls, I'm just going to give you some idea. In your team calls, you need to describe Cabo and what that trip means. That's why incentives. You can also do this during any blitz. It doesn't have to be around Cabo. It's anytime you want to build momentum. You want to make sure you have group meetings, group calls. You're going to drive it with getting a good energy because momentum needs to have positive energy. You need to have people flowing and excited and anxious to move forward in their business and create something great, and that's what you do with group calls. So you have weekly team calls. I have a weekly Thursday night team call. I've been doing it for 9 months now, and it's just working out terrifically. We have a love fest on Thursday nights. We talk a lot about a lot of great stuff. All the questions and answers are there. I let people speak up if they have strategies. It's super. But you want to describe Cabo and what the trip means. So you'll have different people describe what it'll mean to them. If you're not using Cabo as your mechanism to create momentum, you have people describe, well, let's say, you know, let's talk about what it will mean for you if you hit your goal this year. I mean, what does that create for you in your life? And let people share on that. Or what if you create your goal for the end of this business period? And somebody will pipe in and say, well, you know what, my goal is I'm going to get to this level. I'm going to get my business unit complete, and I'm going to be making over $500 a month. And you know what that means? That we're going to be able to start getting back into paying off our credit card debt, or we're going to be able to get back into, you know, putting away $200 a month in college funds for our kids, and or whatever that is. But there's people always have, and it's so wonderful for people to share on the call because other people need other ideas. They need to see how other people are operating it. You know, people are influenced by other people's actions, and they get ideas from other people, and they get enthusiasm from other people. So that's why you have different people share on the calls and what it will mean to them to achieve whatever it is you're working on or putting out there as a carrot, whether it's just a monthly committed goal or it's the Cabo trip. You want to discuss strategies on how people are gaining points. In other words, how are people achieving the results and their goals? What strategies are you using? So you let different people share so people can pick up on different ideas because there's not just one way. You want to share tools people are using, languaging that's working. One of the things I did on last Thursday's call is I shared some language that I'm not sure it was exactly the language, but I helped one of my people, LaWanda, in my downline, put together some requesting people to host XFMs. And one of the things we talked about was just asking people if they're interested in hosting an XFM, you know, in fact, she was just calling people that weren't even in Manatech yet. And just saying, you know, we're doing these, we call them extreme food makeovers. They're about helping us learn how to eat better and put nutrients back in our foodstuffs. And the main reason that we're doing these little get-togethers in homes is because the results of it is to help us stop global malnutrition because we get to feed starving children through these events. Are you willing to host one at your home? Now, how many people would say no to that? Right? So you build into it languaging that helps people make a good decision to join you. You want to have always have acknowledgement. Congratulate those who are making progress. And progress doesn't have to be who's making the most points. Progress is somebody who got 1 point this week. Maybe they haven't gotten a point in 2 years. So somebody signs up their first associate they've signed up in 6 months. That's gigantic. Acknowledge that. You know, and then you're going to have people that get 20 points. Everybody's going to be a little different, but you want to make sure that you're congratulating. Everyone gets acknowledged. Notice that. Everyone gets acknowledged. And you want to, as a leader, you want to follow Harry Truman. And what Harry Truman says, he says, a leader is someone who interferes in other people's lives to get people to create what they want, but would not otherwise do without the interference. In other words, you're a factor, you're a force in somebody's life that helps motivate them and move them into doing things they wouldn't otherwise do without your involvement. That's what leadership is about. That's how Harry Truman describes it. And why is that something hard to do? Because confrontation with people isn't always comfortable. And sometimes this takes a little confrontation to get people to do things they wouldn't otherwise do. So we're in this world about making a difference in people's lives. And once we teach that and we show that by our example, we're going to help develop our leaders underneath us to be enable them or empower them to do the same thing. So it has a cascading effect. So we definitely want to do that to grow that. Now, let me talk about one of the tools I used. It's not about, you know, this leadership concept, but it was a tool that I used to help motivate my organization. At the end of business period one, you know, I always would preach and teach business period one was the most important business period to a Cabo trip, if you're doing the Cabo trip, right? Business period one is the most important business period. What's the second most important business period? Business period two, the one we're in right now. This is the second most important business period to win the Cabo trip. Why? Because you get more people signed up in the early stages, then the points just roll in. They automatically occur on automatic orders. So it's a beautiful blessing to all of us that we get all of these points that just roll in. So the idea is to get active now. So at the end of business period one, I did a blitz in the last 2 days of the business period. I said, whoever collects the most amount of points will give awards. Well, my top associate had 25 points in 2 days. 24 hours, she got 25 points. And I gave gifts. I give awards out because I want to reward people. This is about rewards. You give them, you know, you set up a contest, you got to have rewards. And then my top person got $100. And then I had three other people, three top ones, and they had a couple of them were at 10 and then 8 points. In 48 hours, they collected 8 to 10 points towards Cabo. Now, why was that so important for me to motivate them to do that? Was because I know those are critical times for them to start putting people in and getting people reactivated and getting people signed up, because that's going to create this whole snowball effect, the momentum and points accumulating for their Cabo win. So, and I sent them out engraved clocks. So that's a beautiful, you know, like a nice gift. And somebody say, well, where do I get those kind of gifts? Because, you know, you want to congratulate, you want to acknowledge people from time to time. So you can use corporate promo items. And there are places all over this country. You can go buy a few clocks and get them engraved with Manitech or whatever. For us, it's a championship team. That's what we call ourselves now. And so that's kind of fun. But you want to do that. That's part of the acknowledgement. And then you want to build a buddy system. Accountability is a must. You want to have buddies in here. You want people to buddy up, because accountability, you know, we all need accountability. We all need to. That's why I like to be in mastermind groups, because even at my level, whatever level you are, you need accountability. You need somebody that's pushing you that extra push, giving you a little bit more motivation and incentive. You don't want to get fat and sassy. You want to stay motivated to keep going and keep your business growing. Keep on the growth path. And Manitech has that tracker sheet I talked about is a great sheet to keep accountability. And it just contains all those high leverage activities I talked about earlier. But it helps you so that what I find about the tracker sheet is it helps me see what critical activities are falling off in my daily activities or my weekly activities. Because if you don't get that highlighted right away, you might go 3-4 weeks and you're on a self-destructive path, and that's ludicrous because you want to grow this business. So you want to stay on a positive path. So that's why that tracker sheet's so big, because it gives you the high leverage activities that need to be a part of your life every day. And when you see week after week that you're not, I should say day after day, hopefully, or 1 week you see that you're not performing, you want to right away jump on that and solve that problem. because it's a problem. It's like having a little cancer in your business that's going to continue to grow and it's going to stop you from achieving the results you want. So you want to isolate it, get rid of it, and start, you know, applying your efforts to fill that category. And that's what's so good about a tracker sheet as well. You can self-diagnostics is what I call it. We have self-diagnostics from a health perspective. This is self-diagnostics from the health of your business perspective. And that's what the tracker sheet gives you. And we internally have something here that you're familiar with because I think I've talked about it. Lydia and I have this kind of thing, game, that we have to find 5 to 10 new prospects every week. Otherwise, on Friday, what Lydia does is gets out the guide and we do something over the weekend. Well, last week was kind of chaotic because of Hawaii coming up and I was in and out and I had a lot of other activities to do with my foundation. So we didn't get our 10. So Lydia found we had the rodeo and stock show here in Fort Worth. I'd never been to it. People were laughing at me. I've been living in Texas almost 20 years, and I've never been to the rodeo and stock show. And of course, I've only been in Dallas for 18 of those years. Only. No, I've been in Texas for, 25 years now. 25 years in Texas. And so anyway, so I went to the rodeo and stock show. That thing was gigantic. In fact, my feet were so sore I had to prop them up after I was done. But we met a bunch of, that was Lydia's thing. She said, okay, we're going to do this because we need to get it done. Even though I had 101 things to do on Saturday, we ended up at the rodeo and stock show. So that was a blast. So we had a lot of fun doing that. But that's what you want to do. Build those kind of things in your life that are going to prevent you from losing a week. And that's why Lydia did it. She said, we're not ever losing a week. So if Friday this isn't done, we're going to go out and make something happen over the weekend. So, you know, you can pick up checkpoints like that that work for you, that make sure that you're doing what it takes. But accountability is a must. Your why must be shared with each buddy because you got to know the why. Why are you in this? What are you creating? What's it for? The plan is adopted. You want to share your plan with each buddy so they can hold you accountable. And you want to check in periodically on the team calls. So you want to check in with the buddies. How are the buddies doing? So that could be another check-in for you on your weekly team calls. Intermittent acknowledgement of their commitment. So what I like to do is send things out like a picture of Cabo, maybe send a little plastic tubes full of sand, and say, I haven't been there yet, but I can imagine this is the sand from Cabo. So put this on your desk as a reminder that we're going to be there in September. You know, something. It's fun. Do some fun things because that creates enthusiasm, and enthusiasm is contagious. So make sure that you're playing with this as well. Have fun with it. That's the important thing because if all work and no fun, it doesn't really attract a lot of people. So you want to have some fun as well. And then you want to plan a big celebration. Anytime you do a blitz or you get momentum going in your business, you want to have some kind of celebration. Celebration about achievements. And, you know, you want to plan special recognition throughout the entire time, whether that's the gifts like I sent out at the first business period, second business period, I'm sure I'll do something different. And then manifest is another great way to support and build momentum and celebrate. So that's a great time of celebration because that's when your team actually gets to get together and interface with each other and have an explosive time. And we always do that. My team always gets together at Manifest. I love this presidential parties that they have on Thursday night for that reason. I think it's a great time for socialization. But I even go further in making sure my team sits together. I mean, if they choose to, there's no making them do it. But I always get isolated reserve seating. And this is the first year they don't have it, but we're working out another way to all sit together at the Manifest. So it's just fun to be a part of something that's, you know, we are a team. And we recognize ourselves as a team, and we all work together. So celebration, celebration. And for Cabo, trust me, we're going to have a huge celebration. On June 8th, which is a Saturday, we're going to have the big giganto celebration. You know, it's a Cabo celebration date, and I don't know. I just gave you an idea. Drop a suntan lotion in the mail with acknowledgement to each winner. That's an example, right? So you're all ready to go. It's just fun, fun, fun. Because every person that you get in your organization to win the Cabo trip with you is just a huge boom in your business as well. So you want to incentivize people to win that Cabo trip. You also want to do it because they're wanting to build their business, and you know it's just another technique to help them grow their business. And then finally, just when you build momentum like this and you really get it going, you ride the wave of momentum, you know. And if you're doing it through a blitz program like a you know, the Cabo trip, you want to make sure that if people are really overexerting themselves during a special time to win a trip or something like that, you want to give them a little break. I mean, don't just put one incentive trip after another. That's why Manatech doesn't do that, because people need a break. They can't keep it that high intensity forever. So, but they can, you know, you want to start anew. You want to, you know, give people Devo a little break, but pick off where you left off, because this is a business of constant activity, isn't it? We don't want people to stop their actions. They just might reduce the level of activity for a while and take a break, but we want them to understand that activity is where it starts and ends, right? Massive action, what creates momentum, and that's what we want to do, and that's how you want to grow your business. So people, never a better time than now, so we can all be in Cabo together and we can play and have fun and go sailing and do all the great things at Cabo. I'm so looking forward to it. We got Cabo pictures everywhere. Lydia's already looking forward to it. Of course, she's got a little bit of Hawaii on her brain today since she's getting on a plane to go there. But in the meantime, we want to really get focused on winning Cabo, or for those of you who are choosing not to be in Cabo, this whole call today was about building momentum, which means get your plans, take massive action, start getting team and accountability set up, and watch what happens in your organization. But it all starts with you. It's a choice you need to make. Am I totally all in? Am I committed? Do I have the belief system here to grow this thing? Great. If I don't, how do I work on that belief system first? Get some help there and move forward, because momentum is crucial. It can drive your business like you can never drive it yourself. It just starts happening and it just rolls. Just like the results in January. If you would have told me my results were going to be this in January, I would have told you you were crazy. I would have told you you were crazy. In fact, one of my people in my mastermind was so fun. Like the last week of the month, I was up, you know, before the business period was over, I was up like, I don't know, 3% in my growth in my business. And I put in my mastermind that I'd like to grow by, you know, at least 8% this month. I said 6%, I said. And she was on the mastermind call with me. She goes, Mary Jo, how are you going to grow? How are you going to double your growth just in the last 5 days of a business period? I mean, how do you do that? And I go, trust me, in Manitic it can be done. You know, I knew it because a lot of people wait till the last minute to put in their orders. They try to get those leadership levels. There are all sorts of things that are happening. But we also had an incentive going on, so a lot of people were trying to register people, and they knew the importance of Cabo. And sure enough, I didn't get to 6%. I got almost to 10%. So that's pretty crazy stuff. So get out there and work your business, people, and get that momentum going. It starts with who? It starts with you. All right, everybody, any questions before I take off for Hawaii? Did everybody get their tracker sheet now? Everybody get that 3 to 4 month business plan?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Good. Did you like it? Is it good?
Yes, very good. Thanks so much.
You betcha.
Mary Jo, you had a blast trip in Hawaii.
Thank you. I will. I'll be thinking of all you guys, and we'll have a great time when I get back. I'm looking forward to next Monday's call to share all the goodies with you as well. Absolute. I'll have fun with the pineapples and the macadamia nuts. Yeah. Okay. All right, everybody. Love you all. Have a great week. Get out there and work this, and let's be, you know, work towards Cabo. Build that momentum in your business either way, and you'll see the results of it. But you got to give it time. Nurture that. You know, you can't jump in, okay, I'm going to build momentum. And next week you go, okay, it didn't work. That's not how momentum works, people. Momentum, you take action, 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 action. And you can't even predict when that momentum will take off, but it will happen because you'll create it. Okay, everybody, love you all. Have a great week. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.